This is Daeem Shabazz with the Chess Drum, and we're at the 36th World Open in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The tournament is coming to an end. I believe there's going to be some tie breaks. There are a couple of games left, and there may be some tie breaks after this. I'm standing with Vijay Kumar, who is coming from India. The chess audience may know him as the person who often covers Vishwanathan Anand's events around the world, and he is now in the World Open following the contingent that has come here, maybe about 14 or 15 players. How did the contingent do in this tournament, Vijay?
Well, the contingent has done really well. One of the grandmaster, who is young, 15 years old, has won Philadelphia Open and is now tied with another two guys for the first place. And I'm sure once the blitz is over, he will be crowned as the World Open next champion. And I think he will be the youngest ever to capture the world title of the World Open.
And what is his name?
Parimarjan Negi. He has already won, I think this will be a hat-trick. He just recently won Copting Open, then he won Philadelphia Open. And if he wins World Open as a sole leader or even a joint winner, he is doing a hat-trick. You know.
So you are here primarily with the contingent to serve what purpose?
I actually cover them for putting out daily news coverage for Indian television, which is called Doordarshan. And we have a program on Sports Hour, where we put out events where the Indians participates, you know. Every day we put out a half an hour program, but my clippings are only for 3 minutes because of the satellite bindings. And after I go back to the country, I will be putting out 4 programs of 30 minutes each on both Philadelphia Open as well as World Open.
Now, could you tell us how widely distributed your programs are?
Ours is a big country, and beside that, since the network has a spread over of to 48 countries, we have a roughly viewership of about 600 million people, and putting out programs from Monday to Thursday at 10 p.m. Indian Standard Time, which is 4.5 hours European Standard Time and 9.5 hours American Time.
Now, could you tell us how long you've done these programs and what has been the impact on the chess community throughout India?
Once I took voluntary retirement from Indian television in 1994, actually I was the first person who brought chess as a sports on Indian television in 1985, when we have the semi-finals of the World Chess Championship in Sanghi Nagar. From that day onwards till today, I have produced about 800 programs on chess while covering all the major chess events like World Opens, Chess Olympiads, or international chess events like Coras, Linares, Lyon, Dortmund, vice versa.
Now tell us, you've followed Vishwanathan Anand all around the world. Could you tell us what it's like being in his company, and what has been your experiences in covering him these years?
Vishwanathan Anand is a gem of a gentleman, and he's, I think, one of the best chess player, if I'm not wrong, after Kasparov. And winning the world championship twice is a proof that he is one of the best chess player in the world. You know, I have been following him since 1989, when he won the Tilburg Open. You know, in a cup competition where all the top guys were there. You know, mean those who matters in the world of chess. Then he has won Coras twice. He won Dortmund twice. He won Tehran World Chess Championship in 2000. Of course, he lost in Moscow in the semi-finals, but he came back in St. Louis and won the championship. And again, in St. Louis, but in Mexico City, he won the championship. And hopefully, in the unified chess champions, he will be meeting Kramnik in Bonn this year. And I'm sure that he will prove that he is the real world champion.
Well, he actually has a lot of fans who are rooting for him. He's kind of what we would call a breath of fresh air, someone from the so-called developing world rising to the top. Now, there's been some reports about Viswanathan Anand not participating in the Olympiad, also Humpy Conero. What are the reasons behind their deciding to not participate?
You see, most probably Viswanathan Anand, since he will be playing in Bilbao in the Grand Prix final, and immediately after that he will be playing against Kramnik, I think, and before that he is playing in Mainz. So these three major tournaments where he has to defend himself, I think it will be too tiring for him to play in Chess Olympiad. As far as Kramnik, Humpy is concerned, Humpy generally doesn't play for the women's chess, you know. She plays where the men are there, you know, like Judith Polgar. Mm-hmm. And besides that, she has committed to various chess organizers to play in their events. Mm-hmm. And to tell them now that since the Olympiad has come and she will not be playing in their events, it's a bad sign, you know. So that's why she has declined to play in Olympiad.
Now tell us something about Indian chess in terms of the growth and where you see it going in the next, say, 5 years.
Yeah, you see, if you just see that chess has developed a lot. Now just see Parimajan Negi, who won Philadelphia Open. Before that he won Kopting Open. And now he is destined to win World Open also after the Blitz are finalized. He is only 15 years of age, you know, and he has picked up. He has become second Anand, you know. And I am let me tell you very frankly that in 2 years' time he will prove his worth. You know. People were saying that he is so small, he may not be able to do that. He has done what the others failed to do it. Even in World Open, where you have got more than 32 grandmasters, and his ranking was 20th in the rank, he has risen to the top, you know. So it's a sign that Indian chess is developing, you know.
Now you have other talents, of course you have Gopal, and you had Prasad, and Ganguly is not, he's still youthful, and Chanda, and who are some of the other up and coming players in India?
You see, in the girls section I will say Tania Sachdev is one girl who is coming forward. She recently won the Asian women's title. And she is slowly coming up, you know. Humpy, well, you say that she is second Anand as far as women's chess is concerned. She is very good. She is very fast. She has that killing instinct, you know. And she is going all out, you know. After that, there are, you talk about Ganguly. Ganguly is our national champion. When he plays in India, he plays marvelously. But I don't know why he comes abroad. He somehow is not able to keep to that standard, you know. Then we have got Abhijit Kunte. He is also a very talented grandmaster. But even in World Open, he has not performed well, you know. Otherwise, when they play in India, they perform very well. When they play outside, maybe that they are two rounds a day, they cannot they cannot absorb it properly, or it is a jet lag, you know, or whatever it is, you know. But they are not putting their best, you know. But these two guys, Ratnakaran and Arun Prasad, they are coming up very well. And I am very sure that Arun Prasad and Ratnakaran, you will see that they come up very fast.
Well, those are all the questions I have, and I'd like to thank you, and we're honored to have host the Indian contingent here, and it was a pleasure having you, and hopefully I'll see you in Dresden for the Olympiad.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, this is Daeem Shahbaz of the Chess Drum signing off.